Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 560. Kryptonauts, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, what is today? Today is October 18th, 2023. All right, I am here with Kryptonaut Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hola.
Hola, 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 hola. Okay, we got a few articles we're going to read today. We got your favorite Uniswap pool may soon include a KYC check. And another one is, can the Bitcoin Lightning Network disrupt media monetization? A third one is, Crypto's 2023 nominees revealed. Vote for Crypto's top project and creators, which I really like. That's why we'll have this on here. Bitcoin Metaverse token pre-sale from Life Beyond team raises $3.5 million. So those are the four articles I'm going to read. And our two honorable mentions for today is Bitcoin US says crypto deposits are no longer FDIC insured. And another one is Bitcoin mining activity surges as difficulty soars to new peak. Now, for you listeners and viewers out there, if you guys want to read some more on those articles, you can head on over to decrypt.co. Now, with that said, I appreciate the likes, the subscribes, the follows, and the comments. Those are all great. Please keep hitting that subscribe button, keep hitting that like button, that follow, and give us some comments. Those are all great. But if you want to help C3 Media and the podcast a little bit more via crypto, we do have a Cointree available in the description below. Check that out. Donate some crypto that way. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Tron, and a bunch of other coins there. If there is not a coin listed that you would like to donate, let us know, and we'll list it there. There's also Bitcoin Lightning here, and you guys can follow us on, listen to the podcast on Fountain.fm. It's one of the most passive ways you can listen to the podcast and earn Satoshis. Yes, that is real Bitcoin passively for listening to the podcast. So check that link out at Fountain.fm. Next, we have Noster. Noster is like the decentralized version of Twitter, so check that out, follow us there. And then we also have Odyssey here, which is the decentralized version of YouTube. There it is. And Twitch, there is a new Twitch that's being a decentralized version of Twitch being developed right now. And that's going to be that's called Stacked. It's not out yet, but yeah, soon. So for the time being, I am live streaming on Twitch right now. Check us out on there, /blockchainjohn. Or follow me in Discord. I am there pretty much every single day. Follow the group. And with that said, or if you have your favorite podcast platform, we are there. There they are. Every single link there. All right. With that said, let's head on over to the markets. Let's refresh this page here. Reload provided by CoinGecko.com. All right. Our current market cap is at $1.1 trillion, down by... Hey, no gain, no loss in the past 24 hours, which is, I guess, a good thing. It's going sideways. And the Bitcoin dominance is at 49.2%. And that's pretty good. It keeps going up. That's really good. While Ethereum is at 16.8%. And the current gas is at 7 Gwei. All right, our top 10 markets are Bitcoin at number one, of course, at $28,382. Up by a whopping 5.9% in the past 7 days with a market cap of $553 billion. And number two, we have Ethereum at $1,564, up by 0.2% in the past 7 days with a $188 billion market cap. Number three, we have Tether stablecoin at 99 cents, no gain, no loss in the past 7 days, and it has $83 billion market cap. Number four, we have BNB at $210 with a 2.3% gain in the past 7 days and a market cap of $32 billion. XRP is coming in at number five with 48 cents currently, and it is up by 0.4% in the past 7 days and a market cap of $26 billion. And right behind that in number six is USDC stablecoin at 99 cents. With a no gain, no loss in the past 7 days at a market cap of $25 billion. Number seven, we have Lido staked Ether at $1,564. It is up by 0.2% in the past 7 days with a $13 billion market cap. And number nine, we have Solana at $23 with an amazing 7.5% gain in the past 7 days and a market cap of $9 billion. Number nine, we have Cardano at 24 cents with a 1.3% loss in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $8 billion. Dogecoin coming in at number 10 at 5 cents with a 0.4% gain and a market cap of $8 billion. So pretty much Dogecoin, Cardano, and Solana are pretty much around the same area fighting for those positions. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on there. All right, before I forget, I almost forgot, okay? Make sure you collect your candies. There is a little candy jar there, you know? I'm going to collect them right now so I can show you, right? You collect your candies, and Mr. Gecko here will give you a 15% or more discount on your NFTs in the future, or whatever this Gecko does, right? Collect the rewards. With that said, let's head on over to the news of Z-Day. And where's it at? There it is. All right, first news. Your favorite Uniswap pool may soon include a KYC check. This one's written by Nivish Rustigi. Rustigi? Something like that. Hey, trading on Uniswap? Sign here, please. With Uniswap's latest upgrade coming later this year, the decentralized exchange has opened code suggestions to the community. Not everyone is enthused by all of those suggestions. However, community contributed code for a know your customer and whitelisting features, for example, have sparked fierce debate on the future of DeFi. Executing KYC checks and whitelisting addresses are tools used to prevent illegal activities and comply with international sanctions via an online identity verification process. The proposals are part of Uniswap's new Hooks feature, which essentially allows third-party developers to propose different changes or modifications to the market's largest decentralized exchange. Submitted by blockchain developer Jungwon Park, a Hooks code incorporates KYC checks before users are allowed to trade on a pool. This code has been at the center of the controversy, with prominent DeFi investors and analyst Adam Cochrane calling it a, quote, slippery slope for the protocol. He explained that by creating the tooling for a permissioned systems, you give grounds for regulators to push to use them, even in contexts where they aren't necessary. Park fired back, saying that permission tools on blockchains are inevitable, like tech itself. He added that Uniswap still remains permissionless, and that its contracts are immutable on a protocol level. Our job as early adopters should be establishing a sound framework on which permissioned and permissionless protocols coexist yet remain isolated, said Park. It remains to be seen which pools, if any, this hook will be integrated. I think it, KYC check, won't be used much, to be honest, Lido contributor Seraphim Checker told Decrypt. Most trading firms and bots that drive activity are like traditional finance prop firms. They like to stay hidden and don't want to KYC anyway. Uniswap and several other DeFi protocols such as DYDX and Aave have also incorporated screening process for wallets linked to illegal activities. The decentralized exchange has been screening and blocking addresses related to the entities sanctioned by the U.S. Department of Treasury against targeted foreign countries and regimes, terrorists, and international criminals. Last year, Uniswap partnered with blockchain security firm TRM Labs to improve its screening process to block funds related to illicit activities such as stolen funds or funds passed through the sanctioned Tornado Cash protocol. Authorities have also tried to impose mandatory KYC on self-custody wallets and DeFi applications several times in the past. Elsewhere, several projects like CivicPass, Polygon ID, Astra Protocol, and Parallel Markets are working to provide a permissionless and secure compliance process for Web3 applications. Woo! All right, that's the end of that article. You got anything, Mike, on that?
Yeah, what an article. It seems like it's kind of a straw man thing that Adam Cochrane said, calling it a slippery slope. Slippery slope already exists. This is just straight off the cliff. Like, that's, I mean, all, you know, I can understand Uniswap at a protocol level manually saying, okay, this address bad, you know, terrorist, whatever. But to make it a code that anyone could tap into and everyone is subjected to, that just really chokes the neck of decentralization. And people got to remember, you know, if you happen to live in a place where something is illegal but not immoral, that doesn't mean, or something is illegal and immoral, that doesn't mean that in other places things might be illegal that are just illegal because the government's very oppressive. And since this is a, you know, a worldwide standard, there's going to have to be accommodations for that. You know, if I'm, you know, in the US where things are pretty free and the UK says, no, I can't do XYZ, I don't care because I'm not in the UK. But if there's a flat, you know, set of rules that now I can't do anything, and now as an American, I'm subjected to UK rules, that screws the whole point of decentralization. Like, a lot of people aren't making a big stink about it. It's like people like Adam Cochrane, who have been around for a while and are probably, you know, filthy rich in crypto, are like, yeah, I know it's wrong, but I'm not going to die on that hill because they've already got their stack. Like, to say it's a slippery slope is just not, that it really undercuts it. And for Park to say it's not a really big deal, it's definitely a big deal. To, you know, put this into the at a protocol level. I don't mind if, you know, third-party apps like at a level three or something want to have these restrictions. That's fine. But as it is, you know, Tornado Cash, if I'm buying something that's embarrassing but not illegal, I want the privacy to buy something embarrassing. I don't want to, oh, because now I bought something embarrassing, now I'm blacklisted from this decentralized worldwide platform.
It
That's just, you
doesn't make
know.
sense. It's called decentralization for a reason, and that's why we're using tools like decentralized
Well,
systems.
it makes a lot of sense if this is being pushed by people who are, you know, very pro-government or governments themselves that are using agents to push this because they want that control. They want to know where every dollar goes and how to best tax it. You know, if I happen. Like, I can't speak for other countries, but if I were to loan you, let's say $10,000, I could just give you $10,000, John. And then, you know, maybe in the future, you say, oh, you know, you're more fortunate. You want to give me $10,000 back. The United States government says, that's fine. We could both have gifted each other 10 grand and there's no taxes, nothing on that. That's fine. Other countries, on the other hand, be like, no. You gave John 10 grand, you need to pay tax on that 10 grand. John needs to pay tax on that 10 grand. And then John gave it back. Now you guys both have to pay that tax again. And then where's the standard going to for the rules? So it's not a slippery slope. It's just
Let me
a
give you a
flat
little
cliff.
insight of who Mr. Cochran is. So Adam Cochran runs a niche venture fund, Cine, what is it, Cinnabon? No, Cine Ventures. He's a professor, investor, marketing strategy executive, and husband. He focuses on fintech, artificial intelligence, biotech, and behavioral economics. But he is well known for his work in cryptocurrency. Adam Cochran is an experienced business development and marketing executive with over a decade of experience in building products, growing user bases, and leading teams. He has the opportunity to help fill the gap between technical and business teams for companies ranging from startups to Fortune 500 companies alike. Utilizing his background in business intelligence combined with my data science experience, Cochran helps companies build products and grow their market shares through a better understanding of their customers. Cochran has been in the blockchain space since 2013 and has provided consulting services to multiple projects, helping to grow billions of dollars in market cap in an exciting new industry. Okay, that was a quick bio. I just searched his name. That's what popped up. All right, let's.
Yeah, so definitely not representing the little guy. But you know,
Absolutely.
if I want to
Absolutely.
buy my waifu body pillow, I don't want, you know, necessarily my bank Everyone I take loans out with, everyone I pay loans to, I don't want them knowing that. That's just my business.
Yeah, but it makes me wonder why Uniswap is making this move. Not it's not Adam Cochrane. It's Uniswap. Why is Uniswap doing this? It doesn't explain in the article. They just said they're just doing it. They're top. I'm sure somebody cracked down on them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Uniswap is ran by people, and people live on land, and land is owned by governments, and governments, want to flex. That's, depending on,
Uncle Gary.
pretty much anyone in the world, that's a fair assessment that governments want to overreach. It doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah. Ready?
That's my two stats on Uniswap.
Cool.
I don't know. There's a reason the price of Uniswap is like under $4 now and not super high like it should be.
Yeah.
It should be like a $100
I
coin.
mean, pretty much. I mean, even
Let's see,
with.
at max $40.
Yeah.
$40 2 years ago.
Yeah.
For what Uniswap does, it's pretty much the standard in DeFi. It should never have gone down, but you can tell it's just been chipped away at and whittled away and turned less into what it was made to be.
Yeah. Especially with a lot of copycats out there, just kind of suck the liquidity out of it. Okay, let's move on over to our next article, which is written by Alyssa Hertig. Can the Bitcoin Lightning Network disrupt media monetization? What if every time you react to a post with a laughing or fire emoji, you could sweeten the pot by attaching a tiny amount of Bitcoin for content creators? That's the kind of thing that's possible with a range of new Lightning monetization tools unveiled today by Lightning company Mash and the popular Bitcoin media company Tales from the Crypt. The company has created a plugin for content creators to accept tips and donations in Bitcoin's Lightning. Their goal is to chip away at media reliance on advertisement and subscriptions to monetize content creation and journalism. The Bitcoin Lightning Network is a second layer solution to increase Bitcoin's transaction capacity. It promises instant, low-fee transactions through off-chain channels, reducing congestion on the main blockchain. Media companies interested in signing up for the plugin needs to join a waitlist for now. Once available, users can use the suite of new tools by pasting some code similar to Google Analytics or the like into the back end of their website to install the Lightning-related monetization options. With these tools in place, users can then vote on content with their Bitcoin, donate to website, or react to particular paragraphs in an article that stands out for them for free or with a small Bitcoin donation attached. That way, users can converse directly with content creators. The hope for media companies is that providing a new way for users to engage will keep them coming back to the website. Many media companies have been getting squeezed by big tech platforms for years for traffic and who actually earns revenue for the content that is produced. And it isn't getting easier. Mash co-founder and CEO Jared Nussianoff told Decrypt, ad rates are declining with changes to cookies, Apple's app tracking transparency, and the like. For their rare few, subscriptions work great, but they won't for most given conversion rates, excuse me, churning, and the nature of users' engagement. Entrepreneurs and developers have long been trying to get the idea of small payments for content off the ground. With the Lightning Network's minuscule size payments suited well for this task. Though some websites have integrated Lightning, like Stacker.news, where users vote for content similar to Reddit but with Bitcoin Satoshis. This method of payment hasn't taken off in the mainstream, though Nusinov notes that Lightning has only been mature enough to experiment properly with for a few years. We've started to see growth with many of these early experiments, and as more companies integrate Lightning, including the likes of Cash App, network effects grow, and it becomes easier. Nusanov said, and the benefits of Lightning, like the internet, is that it is an open protocol. The time couldn't be better for MASH to revolutionize media monetization, but we're still early. Very well said. Cool. I think this particular, payment system, or tipping system would work very well with Nostr. That's the way I see it. You know, we need more plugins for Nostr. And this is just another tool that can be implemented into the network. And they're both open source. So, yeah, I think it works great. Got anything, Mike?
I don't know. Yeah, this article kind of reminds me of last article. There's a little smoke and mirrors in it. You know, obviously, ad rates are declining. And, you know, when ads started in the beginning, it was very hard to prove what the actual conversion rate is. You know, and now with the way the economy is, of course, things are tightening up. That's not a bad thing that ad rates are going down. They were just, you know, way too high since the beginning. And just saying that this solves that problem, it's like, well, the problem was it started as a bubble that was already overinflated. And now, you know, push comes to shove. You know, businesses aren't as happy to throw piles of cash at, you know, SEO and ads when they don't actually have a tangible thing they can get back. I think Lightning is cool, but you mentioned Lightning with Cash App, and to the best of my knowledge, that Lightning node that Cash App uses is all Cash App. Only Cash App transactions process through
that. That's good.
And Cash App itself owns that.
Yes.
Yeah. So in that way, it's a private entity. So I don't think Cash App's going to fold. I like Cash App. It's where I buy my Bitcoin, not to out myself. But you know, if Cash App died tomorrow, their Lightning network is done too. And for all these different ad companies, like I have more faith putting my Bitcoin in Cash App than I do an ad company. You know, an ad company can fail. An ad company is not going to be spending, you know, potentially tens of millions of dollars a year in security. Cash App is, because of the volume they do and the transactions they do. So I get it to work for bigger players in the game, but it's still an experimental technology that you would have to trust that third party to run and not drop the ball. So I don't even see the advantage of using Lightning for stuff like that. Why not just use Litecoin? If you want small transactions that you could always flip to Bitcoin, it seems strange. If you're going to use a layer two, that's more where, you know, things can fall between the cracks, problems can happen. Why not just use a really good alternative layer one that you could always, you know, shift that layer one currency into another layer one currency, which is Bitcoin.
Or what you can do is lock up your Bitcoin in a really, really smart contract and then switch it over to Ethereum and use Ethereum's layer two system. Yay.
Last I heard, the Bitcoin can't go backwards. I haven't looked into it for over a year, but I thought wrapped Bitcoin, once it's wrapped, it's always wrapped. And to unwrap it is a nightmare, if at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is cool. Definitely, there needs to be a change where, you know, companies put out their ads and they can see the tangible conversion. But in that way, the only thing that's important is a public ledger and a secure ledger. Because if there's no way for the ad companies to fudge the numbers with their commercial suppliers that want the ad, that are purchasing the ads, that solves the problem. The problem isn't the money. The problem is the transparency of conversion. And you don't need Bitcoin for that. That's like saying, I have a really great car, but, you know, I need to get in the air and fly. Why would you put wings on your car when you can just have an airplane?
Wow.
Again, that's just my two cents on that. I'm very pro Lightning Network on Cash App, but if I was a business that was using Bitcoin and I'm not that big of a business, maybe, you know, I'm only bringing in $10-20 million a year as a business. you know, compared to other companies that bring in hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars a year, or work with that, even if it's not profits. Like, I'm not gonna want to trust the node of some random ad company that could be here today and gone tomorrow.
No, I understand. I clearly understand. All right, let's move on over to the third news, which is actually I think my it's going to be my favorite article because actually Mike inside in here's an insider tip. You know Raven Coin last year when I hosted that, right? This is it came from it was inspired by the crypties. You know, I always wanted to do something like, you know, the Raven Coin Global Awards, but I didn't know how to do it or my version. Obviously, I wanted to do something, you know, to bring more awareness of who all these companies are behind all these amazing projects on Ravencoin, right? So for the longest time, I was like, how are we going to do an in-person event, right? That's almost impossible since everybody in Ravencoin is kind of spread out everywhere. No one, you know, it's super difficult to get people together, right? But why not do it in the metaverse? Hey, you know what? That's a damn good idea. And so I said, let me look around, see what we have. And at the time, we actually did have an amazing metaverse, and was born Ravencoin Global Awards. Anyways, back to this article, written by Decrypt staff. Crypties 2023 nominees revealed. Vote for crypto's top projects and creators. The Crypties Awards are back with a premier crypto industry awards ceremony remaining for 2023, returning, excuse me, awards ceremony returning for 2023 to honor the brightest creators and most impactful projects across several categories. And you can help choose the winners. Simply claim your free voting pass and then you can enter your picks in categories including the Social Impact Awards, Achievement in AI, and Game of the Year. Voting is live until November 3rd, so mint your pass and choose the standouts from another exciting year across crypto and emerging technology. Now, within this article, for those that are listening or watching, there's a link you can click that's within the sentence. Click on that, it'll take you right to it. Actually, let me show you here real quick before I continue on. There it is. Here it is from decrypt.co/crypties-voting. Cast your vote now. You can fill this information out and mint my pass. Okay, continuing on. Here are the Crypties nominees for 2023 NFT Project of the Year: The Monument Game by Sam Spratt, Checks by Jack Butcher, Rolls by David Krugman, Pudgy Penguins. The Diversity Award and nominees: Melissa Witterchet, Sophia Garcia, World of Women, Palm Foundation. The Social Impact Award, endowment.org, The Giving Block, Sovereign Nature Initiative, Project Liberty. Game of the Year, Parallel, Champions Arena, The Machines Arena, My Pet Hooligan, Rec League. The Brand Award, Polygon, Adidas Studio, Swoosh.Nike, and R3NLT.NFT. Achievement in AI, Singularity Net, Rafik Anadol, Oasis Protocol, and Personal.AI, Akash Network. Award in fashion goes to Drop, DressX, Tribute Brand, and Psyche. There you go. Go ahead and start voting now. That's it. Anything popped out, Mike? Did you hear anything good? Or any
Definitely
particular.
gonna tune in for that.
Huh?
I like how they only, I'm going to tune into that for sure. I like how they only have four choices per category. Keeps it super clean.
Well, that's what I did, bro. But people got upset. They started flipping out. Ravencoin's were
Oh,
like, I
actually,
can't believe you did that. There's more people. There's more
projects and just, you know, if we're doing, you know, games, there's so many other developers in games. It's like, brother, first of all, and this is, keep in mind, okay, be just for transparency and for recollection purposes for anybody that's listening or viewing, because I went through this whole process. It's all recorded on C3 Media YouTube channel. I literally spent weeks in advance prior to compiling a list of four per award. There was a list of many, many more, and then those were voted on, and whoever were the top four were selected to be placed on the nomination list. So yeah, that's how it's played out.
I'm gonna fact check myself. There's actually five game nominations, which is funny that the issue for you was there's more games. So I guess they had to be like, okay, you can't do four. We got to do five for games.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Because I suspect
most of the.
Go ahead.
Sorry, what?
I don't know. They're all.
I was saying most of the nominees I don't recognize. I do know Pudgy Penguins. I like Pudgy Penguins a lot. I hope they win.
Okay, so
I think it's very appropriate
that
they're not by anybody.
Okay. That's the one you're going for?
That's the one I'd vote for.
Okay, I vote for that too, bro. Okay, yeah. I'll go with the second one. Honestly, that diversity award. I don't know these, bro.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I guess
I know Palm Foundation.
Palm
Foundation is... They're all right. Palm Chain, for anyone who doesn't know, DC Universe has NFTs. It's nft.dcuniverse.com, I think. And that's built on Palm Fam.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do anything with it. It's a very closed source. So
so they won't get it. They're not getting this award then, if that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, the Social Impact Award. I would say the Given Block.
Yeah, I don't know any of those, but they all sound great names for that award.
Mm-hmm. Game of the Year. Have you seen any of these games?
I haven't.
Bro,
for better or worse, I just haven't been able to play video games or new video games.
Okay, just really quick, search up My Pet Hooligan and check it out. Just copy and paste. Okay? Just check it out real quick. Okay. First article. Look at just the website, the way the video that's playing in the background. At mypethooligangame.com.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It looks AAA.
Yeah, basically it is. That's what they're considered, AAA in the Web3 metaverse, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and it's from Epic Games.
Mm-hmm. But
all right. Well, brother, I haven't looked at any of the other ones.
Brother,
but
no.
So far,
but to top that off, bro, Parallel, boom, amazing, bro. Oh, wait a minute. How come that didn't work? Parallel game. Yeah, I think was it Parallel Life? Let's see if this is it.
This article should have had hyperlinks for all these things.
Yeah, they should. They should. You're absolutely right. Blame, what is it? Who wrote it? Decrypt staff. See, they didn't want to say who it was. They know, bro. See, I had to put my name out there, and I got
2023. From here on out, if I hear an article written by staff, I'm just going to assume it's some form of AI.
Yeah, possibly. No, because Decrypt also has their own AI section. Anyways, last two awards. That's three awards. Really quick, the brand award. Polygon, Adidas, Swoosh, Nike, or Arthur. I don't know what that last one is, but if I would have to go with one, probably Polygon. Only because I've been hearing Polygon a lot more than Adidas and Nike.
Yeah, but that's a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the brand award. I mean, when it comes to Web3, and obviously Crypties is promoting Web3. I haven't really heard much from Adidas. I mean, maybe I might have once this year, but Polygon, it's like every single week there's new news coming out about Polygon. You know, somebody working with it, some updates, and yada yada. There's always something with Polygon. So I would go with Polygon.
Yeah, I just looked it up. R3NLT.NFT, which It's just a mouthful to say. It's also a shoe company. So Polygon's the only one that's not shoes. I'd agree with you on that. Polygon for the
Or
win.
maybe they make shoes with someone else. I don't know. Anyways,
Yeah.
achievements in AI: SingularityNet, Rafiq, Anadol, Oasis Protocol, Akash Network. Again, I've heard of three out of four of them, and out of these, I would go with Akash Network or SingularityNet.
I like Singularity. I know nothing about any of them,
I think
but
Singularity's
Singularity,
been.
that sounds fun.
I think Singularity's been around a lot longer than the other ones, but the one that I've been hearing some more news about is Akash Network. So I think Akash is going to take it. All right, awards. You're going with Singularity
Okay.
though, right? We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, next is award in fashion. DRAWUP, DRESSX, Tribute Brands, Psyche. Award in fashion. I don't know. I
I
don't
gotta
know.
look these up
I
real
don't know any of
quick.
these. Let's check them up real quick. Let's see.
DRESSX looks like something made by Grimes.
Shoot. Oh shoot. Copy.
I'm pass on that one. I can't support any website that ends in .xyz.
I don't know what drop is. Drop took me to, I don't know, a talent agency website, maybe. I don't know what the heck this is. You said no DressX? Or what was it?
DressX looks the one that's the most real clothes. So far that's my favorite
Ooh,
one.
that's pretty dope, dude.
I mean none of it I would wear, but it
Are these
looks
real or
cool.
just like di digital skins?
It looks real.
The first digital fashion kiosk in the world powered by DressX.
Ooh, you know what? I recommend people go to SYKY.com, and that one's my winner.
Okay, hold on. Let me go down. Tribute. So you're going with that one. I don't know. DressX is pretty dope. So, okay, I'm going to the next one.
DressX is pretty dope, but
Tribute brand. Let's see here. My tribute brand, not bad, not bad. This one is gonna, probably gonna be the one people are gonna debate about a lot, man. This is gonna be a hot one. The other one's kind of like if you know, you know. But this one, I don't know, man. This can go any which way. Right, let's see, Psyche. You said it's Psyche, right? I'm assuming it's Psyche. Right, Psyche. Creating the future of fashion. Let's see here. Psyche.com. And it's taking a while to load. What's going on here? 38%, 57%,
Worth the
76%,
wait.
90, 100. Here we go. Psyche. Click anywhere to enter. Okay. Ooh. Is there audio here? No. It's dope. I'm still not fully in. I'm still traveling across the sky. Your psyche starts now. Whoa. This is like real fashion, bro. This is like one of those, wow, this whoa, this some what is that? Let me go to the collective.
Right.
Oh, it's oh, okay. Interesting folks here. Okay, let's go to oh man, go back. Close, here we go. Fashion. About morphologies. Inspired by ultra modern aesthetic morphologies is the inaugural collection from Sun W, from designer Fan Rui. Sun, pushing the boundaries of fabric in spatial environments. The name is taken from the morphology, the study of organic structures. Sun's work challenges conventional notions of the body and gender identity, forging a new symbiotic ecology connecting nature, humanity, and the non-human, the body as landscape. The collection is rendered in a chrome palette with futuristic mechanical elements. Soft, natural forms merge with architectural materiality, creating a powerful tension carried across each piece. Okay, here we go. We got metals. Oh, and you buy these in ETH, bro. Oh, wait. What? It says sold out? Okay. Chrome Royal. Dude, that Chrome Royal is wicked. Semi-tonica? Yeah. These are wild. When I was a child, I'm playing, let's see.
And this is my first time.
Okay, I can't play the audio. I'll have to watch that later on. But that's cool, dude. Yeah, I'm going to go with Psyche. Anyways, we still have another article to read. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up. We got our votes in. We both agree on Psyche, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Last news article of the day is GG. All right. Bitcoin Metaverse token presale from Life Beyond team raises $3.5 million. Yeah, but it's not much, but let's see what they got. This one's written by Jason Nelson. The reports of the death of the metaverse has been greatly exaggerated, and venture capital continues to flow into companies developing it, or at least developing what many in Web3 hope will be the next generation of gaming experiences. On Tuesday, Live Beyond developer Darewise Entertainment announced that it had raised $3.5 million in token presales. For this round, we are thrilled to welcome meaningful investors who not only believe in our project and values, but who also come from across the spectrum of gaming and Web3 culture. Darewise Entertainment CEO Benjamin Sharbit said in a statement, "It's a significant indicator of confidence in building on the Bitcoin ecosystem. Life Beyond is an open-world sci-fi game where players attempt to build a new civilization powered by NFTs and a tokenized digital economy. The Darewise token is slated to launch early next year and was developed with Horizon Labs, the team behind Ethereum-based ApeCoin token, which launched in March 2022. Launched in 2018, Darewise Entertainment aims to build its metaverse ecosystem around Bitcoin Ordinals, the NFT-like sensation that took crypto by storm earlier this year. The Ordinals protocol lets users inscribe images, text, and even video games onto the Bitcoin blockchain and create BRC20 tokens. Ordinal inscriptions are digital assets digitally recorded to a single Satoshi, the smallest denomination of a Bitcoin. A subsidiary of Animoca Brands, Darewise Entertainment reported that investors in the token sale include GameFi Ventures, London Real Ventures, Citizen Capital, Blockcore, and Animoca Brands. Last month, when the token sale was first announced, Darewise Entertainment said plans for its metaverse include gaming and brand integrations, real-world experiences, and more, with the Darewise token acting as the native currency of the universe. The metaverse refers to a future, persistent version of the internet. The metaverse is envisioned as a shared virtual world where people interact as 3D avatars. Hong Kong-based software company Animoca Brands launched in 2014, and by September 2022, the company had a valuation of $5.9 billion. Animoca Brands is behind the popular Ethereum-based open-world video game The Sandbox, which has been the virtual home of several high-profile celebrities, including Snoop Dogg and Paris Hilton. While Bitcoin may not be the first blockchain to come to mind for open-world gaming and digital collectibles, enthusiasts see it as the perfect place to build a connected universe. We've invested in Darewise and Life Beyond because we are drawn by its pioneering integration of the Bitcoin ecosystem and immersive experience that promises to reshape the landscape of digital exploration and connectivity, Blockcore founder James Lim said in a statement. And that is the end of that article. Cool. Let's check out. Did you take a moment to look up... this game here, Life Beyond. Mike?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, cool. Let's check that out here, Life Beyond. Bing, bang, boom. Let's show some stuff here. PlayLifeBeyond.com. Don't take my cookies. Don't accept. Do you accept cookies? I don't accept cookies. Don't take
my cookies. I turned them all off.
Yeah, same here. Life Beyond the Game. Yeah. Life Beyond is a sci-fi game in metaverse where players embark on a journey to build civilizations. Okay, we read that. The lore of Life Beyond. Life Beyond has a deep, rich, and unique universe that is developing before your eyes. Make sure to check every bit of the lore we share with you on our Medium page and socials. Bots. Lots of bots. Origin collection. Okay. And Discord community. Oh, they have a Discord community. Join them. All right. I wanted to see. Oh, game. Here we go. Download the game. Yeah, bro. It's ready. You can download right now and play. Oh, that's it right there. I don't know if you see that in the background. That's AAA, bro. That's AAA. Are you on the website, Mike? Can you see that? Dive into the world.
I'm watching the YouTube trailer.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Kind of like Fortnite. But mission oriented.
Absolutely. Sounds good. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the books. And honorable mentions, Binance US, no longer FDIC insured. And the other one is Bitcoin mining, difficulty sourced to new peaks. Check those articles out at decrypt.co. And with that said, Mike and I, we are out of here. So until next time, stack sats and huddle. Adios. Oops. Oops. Oh.